Now, jump on the news line this morning. Dr. Ryan Ames joins me this morning, optometrist here in Oshkosh. And Doc, thank you, first of all, for joining us on the radio.
Thanks for letting me speak on behalf of the Wisconsin Optometric Association.
Give me an idea. We're going back to school. Apparently getting an eye exam is something that we should be doing with our youngsters, right?
No, absolutely. We love having kids come back this time of year. We all say that we become pediatricians because we just have tons of kids coming in, parents bringing them in, and allowing us to check them to make sure that they're not going to have trouble once the school year starts. 80% of what kids learn is through vision. And if they're not set up for success, it can lead to a lot of challenges as they go through their life.
Now, as far as eye strain, I know that it seems like every kid I know is doing this all day. They got the phone in their hands, and they've got very good thumb dexterity so they can type. But that puts a strain on their eyes at the same time, that in video games?
Yeah, and we see it in kids, and we see it in adults. Eye strain from near-point devices, computer screens, cell phones, anything that we're looking not at distance, and just focusing all day long up close causes a lot of strain. It's a pretty complex process where the brain has to not only focus up close, but we have to converge our eyes to see clearly. And we're not designed to do that 8 hours a day.
No, that's rather tough for anything to do, in fact. That's very, very difficult to concentrate and then look up. Do they screen the kids at all in the schools anymore, or is it just flat out the parents should get this done?
There are screenings. They're not mandatory. The screenings, unfortunately, most of the time are checking the kids to make sure that they have good distance vision. And that's great, but it only catches the kids who are nearsighted. And sometimes it doesn't even catch them that well. One of the biggest things that's overlooked during these vision screenings is near-point vision, so reading. So far-sighted kids, far-sighted people can see very well at a distance, so they'll read the chart 20/20. Now I put a book in front of them, and they can hardly focus at all. And we see kids all the time struggle in school, and they say, well, my kid can see, he's a fantastic hunter, you know, he's great on the basketball team. I put a book in front of him, and after about 5 or 10 minutes, he's staring out the window. And it's because he can focus for a short amount of time, but then his eyes fatigue. It's like holding a gallon of milk out at arm's length. You can do it for a short amount of time, but after a few minutes, you can't do it anymore.
Dr. Ryan Ames along with us. I'm sorry, Doc. Optometrists, we're talking about kids going back to school. Glasses are much more stylish. I don't think there's a stigma anymore about wearing a pair of glasses, even if you're in the first and second grade.
Just yesterday I fit two kids, a four-year-old and a six-year-old, with glasses for the first time, and neither one of them had a problem with it at all. They were actually pretty excited. The little girl was, she goes, I want purple ones. It was her first response. And that stigma is gone. A lot of kids have them, but a lot of times the vision issues that we're finding don't even require glasses. It requires eye training, where we teach the brain and the eyes how to work together better. So it's not always glasses. Sometimes it's a binocular vision issue.
You confused me there. I got about 30 seconds. Quickly tell me what you mean then.
Well, sometimes when kids have trouble up close, they're not able to converge their eyes well or track properly. They can see the words clear. They just can't get their eyes to point in the right place at the right time. So we have to teach the brain how to do that. And so we just have to do what's called vision therapy or just address some other issues. And it's not always glasses.
Really? Surprises me. I thought you guys were in the business of selling glasses.
Absolutely not. We're in the vision of making people see and their brains work.
All right.
Glasses is only part of that puzzle.
Hey, Ryan, I appreciate the time as always. Thank you. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure. Okay?
No, absolutely.
Thank
anytime.
You.